are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, The Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gotts. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, all one word, and you can follow us, like, comment, do what you do on Instagram. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I will be recapping today's spring training game at Joker Marchand Field, where the Yankees dropped the game to the Detroit Tigers 6-5. Again, as I always say, the end results don't matter as long as everyone stays healthy. And speaking of staying healthy, or in this case, not staying healthy, there is major news about Zach Britton's elbow. We'll get to that and more, but first you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you find your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. It's been a while since I've had to use that music, but the news came out that Zach Britton is having elbow surgery. Thankfully, not Tommy John, which is what everyone was fearing when the news came out that he was getting an MRI on an elbow that felt sore after a throwing session. The other news that came out, and I'm not sure that this was made public, or how did we not hear about this? Or how did we not hear about this till now? But Zach Britton had COVID-19, and he was sick enough from it where it interrupted his training, pre-spring training, because as you all know, guys usually don't wait until spring training to start working out. They usually maybe take a week off after the playoffs end and then start training again. So that interrupted his training flow, and I guess he came back too hard, which is what happened with his elbow. So he's getting a bone chip removed. Again, it's not Tommy John, but it's not ideal because he could be out a possible 2 months, depending on how long he recovers from the surgery, how long it takes him to get ready for the season. So that's not a great thing. But like I said on Twitter, it's not Tommy John surgery. So, I mean, I guess this would be the best case scenario as for surgeries, if he were going to have one. But it's still a bit of a bummer. The only good thing is the Yankees have a bunch of pitchers who could step in while Britton is out. Guys who are competing to get onto the opening day roster, some guys who are making some names for themselves. So that could be a good opportunity for someone like Lucas Lecky, who I mentioned yesterday. So hey, you never know. The one thing that disturbs me about the Britton thing is if the Yankees knew that he had COVID-19 and that it interrupted his training, pre-spring training, why would they have him going into workouts as if he had been training for them? You see what I'm saying? If they knew he was sick for 3 weeks with COVID, and if you're sick with COVID for 3 weeks, it must knock you on your ass. I know that if you don't have it severe enough to go into a hospital, it's still bad to have. You have a lot of odd symptoms, and some people have walking COVID, which is almost like a walking pneumonia, and some people don't even know they have it, but they have, it's so odd. COVID is just, you know, we're a year into this and we still don't know everything about it. But it's possible to have COVID, not know you have COVID, but the inside of your body is damaged from the COVID, even though you didn't realize you had it. So imagine if you did have it, what's happening with your body? That's what I'm worried about with Britton. And that's what I'm worried about with the Yankees, where it's another situation where a player probably shouldn't have been training the way he was, and the Yankees just let him do it. So I don't know if that was a miscommunication on Britton's part. I don't know if it's the Yankees training staff and their health management people screwing up again, but it sure does feel that way. It's just frustrating because it feels like every year there's a player where this happens to him. And even with Gio Urshela had the same sort of problem. He had a bone chip removed from his elbow. He also had COVID, which delayed the surgery, if I'm not mistaken. So this might just be a COVID thing. COVID is probably the culprit. So maybe I won't be so tough on the Yankees training staff, but that is still frustrating. Maybe that was a Britain thing, because I've mentioned this so many times, but these guys feel as if they need to play no matter what, practice no matter what. You know, they have to be there for the team and do everything they can to be there for the team, even if they're not 100% healthy. And what does that do? That hurts them worse. So I don't know if they need these guys to have someone come in. I'm talking all across the board, all 30 teams. Someone needs to come in and let these guys know, yes, you guys are making money playing baseball. You are luckier than most of the people in the country because you have these contracts that are paying you money to play baseball. But you also need to know that doing things that are detrimental to your body are not good. And that maybe, just maybe, you need a break. And there also needs to be something done with regards to the fans and how they react to guys getting injured. Fans act like it's inconvenient for them for someone to be injured. And sure, we all have different reactions to it, but there is a faction of baseball fans who love to rag on guys who get injured a lot. And I would like to see some of you people try and play baseball and not get injured. Try it. See what happens. And there's also that odd correlation that fans try to make between guys who are always injured and their level of heart and grit. That's another thing fans have to stop doing. Some fans act as if these guys want to be injured and they're afraid to play, which that's not the case. In 99.9% of the cases, that's not the case. In a moment, I'll be recapping today's loss to the Tigers. There were some good performances and some bad performances, but first, let's talk about rockauto.com, because if you have a car, you need to go to rockauto.com. rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Betting on the Yankees doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. So as I said, the Yankees dropped a game to the Tigers 6-5 in 9 innings. They played all 9, and there were some good things and some bad things. Let's talk about the good things. Davey Garcia. He pitched 3 innings, gave up 2 hits, didn't walk anyone, didn't give up any runs, and he struck out 5. That's nice. Let's talk bad things. Luis Sessa. He pitched 1 inning, gave up 3 runs on 2 hits. He walked 1, he struck out 1, and he gave up a home run to someone named Willie Castro. He doesn't sound familiar to me. Which is odd because, oh no, it's not odd. He hasn't played a lot. He played with Cleveland and he's been with the Tigers since 2019, but he only played in 15 games in 2019 and 15 games in 2020. And his name is Willie with an I, W-I-L-L-I. That's pretty cool. So yeah, Sessa gave up a home run to him. The other cool thing, Jay Bruce hit a home run. That's always fun to see. He's trying to fight his way onto the team. He was 1 for 3. His home run was a 2-run shot. And Gary Sanchez hit a home run. That's another good thing to see. His was of the solo variety, and it was off Daniel Norris.
Gary!
Oh, and can I briefly discuss something scary that happened to me yesterday? I was all done with yesterday's episode. I was happy with how it turned out. And I look at my phone, I looked at Google, you know, and if you, I don't know if it's like this for everyone, I have an Android, but if you look at Google, it'll give you a list of articles that you may have missed or whatever. And I have certain subjects that Google likes to show me. Obviously, the Yankees are one of them. Well, Google, and more to the point, Yahoo Sports, posted a video of Brian Cashman talking about Gary Sanchez's shoulder surgery from 2018, but dated it as March 6th, 2021. And for a brief, fleeting moment, I thought, oh my God, did I miss news that Gary Sanchez was having shoulder surgery? I legitimately panicked for a good 20 seconds and thought, oh my God, I just talked about him for 5 minutes on my show and he's having surgery. And then I realized, wait a minute, Brian Cashman isn't near anyone. This video looks like it's old. And then I Googled it and remembered, oh right, this was at the end of 2018. The other thing is, I have been battling a horrible case of insomnia for nearly 3 weeks. I can't stay asleep for more than 3 hours a night. This is making me loopy, okay? So loopy that I have trouble talking, I have trouble functioning, I forget words and tweets, I'm sending emails to people saying I've attached things when I haven't attached things, so I legitimately thought that I missed the news about Gary Sanchez hurting his shoulder. So Google and Yahoo Sports both need to apologize to me. Oh, and if anyone out there listening to this has any advice, I've tried melatonin, I've tried ZQL, I've tried meditation, I've tried everything possible, and nothing is working, and I need sleep. So if you know any way for me to sleep for more than 3 hours, you know, besides me bonking myself in the head and knocking me out, let me know. Okay, so back to the spring training game. Very good to see Davey Garcia doing so well. Again, I know I keep saying spring training games don't count, but it is good to see him come out for 3 innings, only give up 2 hits, strike out 5, stay healthy, again, after the news of Britain, we want everyone to stay healthy. Oh, speaking of that, how could I forget this? Clint Frazier crashed into a wall today. He seemed to be okay. He didn't come out of the game. But yeah, after what happened to him a few years ago, that is a frightening thing to hear. And the news of Britain's surgery kind of overshadowed Frazier's news, but Aaron Boone said after the game, Clint came out fine. He was checked out before the team left Lakeland. Everything was good, so hopefully he's okay. But that's scary. And one last thing about today's game. It was not televised, and on game day, it said that the Tigers radio broadcast was going to have the game. So I thought, oh, okay, I'll just click on the link so I can listen to the Tigers broadcast of the game, so I could at least listen to it if I can't watch it. No, it didn't work. So I had to keep track of the game on game day, which is annoying and goes hand in hand with the rant I made yesterday about the access to spring training games this season. After a season of not being able to attend baseball games, and I understand COVID-19 is still happening and not everyone is vaccinated and it's going to take a while, but knowing that we haven't been able to attend baseball games in person for this past year and not making them available for us on radio or TV is ludicrous. As I said yesterday, I don't care if someone's pointing an iPhone from the press box and following the game that way. I'll watch that. I don't care. I will even listen to someone holding a microphone on the field just so I could hear the batted ball and the ball hitting gloves and guys yelling, anything. It doesn't even have to be a regular radio broadcast. I don't need to hear play-by-play. I can hear the crowd. I can hear the ball being hit off the bat. I don't think I'm asking for much. I was so disappointed. It's nice out today. I didn't go outside, but I had my window open. The weather was spring-like, and it would have been nice to sit here listening to baseball. But no, I couldn't even get that. In a moment, I have a story to tell, and I'd like to thank Jimmy Kimmel for giving me the idea. And yes, I will explain in segment three, what the hell Jimmy Kimmel has to do with anything. But first, betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. Spring training is underway, and you can even bet on who's going to make the playoffs, who's going to win the World Series, and who's going to win the awards like Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, MVP, etc. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Don't forget, every Wednesday in March is Division Crossover Day across the Locked On MLB Network. Our podcast will be crossing over with Locked On Rays. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to talk about, but our two teams have a lot to discuss, especially regarding 2020. But we will also be looking ahead to 2021. So tune in Wednesday for a special crossover edition of Locked On Yankees and check out another crossover show in our division to start scouting the competition. Earlier today, I noticed that someone retweeted Jimmy Kimmel. He's involved in a documentary that someone is going to be making about the 1986 Mets, because the 1986 Mets World Series run will be 35 years this October, which is crazy to even think about. And I thought back to 1986 and thought it would be fun to tell you all about it. Now, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you might know this story, but if you're a new listener, you will appreciate this if you're a lifelong Yankee fan. The fall of 86 was already a stressful time for me. I was starting seventh grade. You know, back then, junior high, at least where I lived, was seventh and eighth grade. It wasn't this middle school stuff that starts in fifth grade now, sixth grade, whatever it is. So, you know, I had gone to elementary school from kindergarten to sixth grade. I had my group of friends in our small elementary school. And then they pluck us into this giant junior high. If you're from Rockland County, you've heard of Felix Festa Junior High. That's where I went. And, you know, things were kind of crazy. You went from this familiar small place where you were, you know, really watched by everyone to a place where you have to depend on yourself to get yourself to all your different classes. You know, you're not in the same classroom every day. Sure, in elementary school, you'd go to music class, art class, gym class, stuff like that. But you weren't constantly changing classes and constantly changing teachers. And that was a big adjustment for anyone, especially a 12-year-old. That's why I don't know how kids are doing middle school so young. But anyway, I digress. So it was a stressful time for me. It was made even more stressful when I discovered, right away, first week of school, that my homeroom teacher, Mr. Peters, was a huge Met fan. In fact, he asked everyone in class who they rooted for. And out of, I think there were 25 of us in the class, two of us said Yankees. Everyone else said the Mets. I don't know if people were lying so they could be on Mr. Peters' good side, but my friend Andy and I stuck it out and said, no, we're Yankee fans. Thank you very much. But that fall was hell for us. Mr. Peters was such a big Met fan that he used the entire blackboard closest to the window to draw a Mets logo and then put a countdown showing how many games they needed to win the division or how many games they needed to, you know, make the playoffs and the countdown to the ALCS and all this stuff. And he loved torturing us Yankee fans. Now, Mr. Peters was an English teacher, and thank God I only had him for homeroom, because if I had to be tortured in an actual class that wasn't just homeroom, I don't know if I would have survived that fall quarter or semester, whatever it was back then. I think it was still quarters. He just liked rubbing everything in mine and Andy's faces when the Mets were doing well, and the Yankees, you know, they didn't make the playoffs. It was the 80s, so fast forward to game six, or the night of game six. It's our Halloween dance at school. And we're not watching the game, but The DJ played that Let's Go Mets song 3 times. If you don't remember the Let's Go Mets song, here's a clip. Times that night they played that song. It's so 1986. It's so hilarious. And I love that YouTube had it. I apologize for the quality being so crappy, but it was posted on YouTube 11 years ago. I found another video, but the audio was crappy. And it was way more recent than 11 years ago, which I don't understand how that's possible. But anyway, yeah, if you were not even a glimmer in your parents' eyes in 1986, that's what we had to deal with. That song was being played all the time. Yeah, so for a while there, it was torture being a Yankees fan when the Mets were making the playoffs and winning a World Series. But luckily, things turned around for us when we were adults in the 90s. Some of you were children, so you automatically assumed that all the Yankees did was win. So when the 2000s happened, you were in for a rude awakening. And then the 2010s happened. So big thanks to Jimmy Kimmel for having me recall the hell that was fall of 1986. I wonder if I could go on that documentary and tell my side of the story. Yeah, you guys had your fun in 86, but it was torture for me as a Yankee fan. So to recap, Zach Britton is having elbow surgery soon, within the next few days, up here in New York. It's possible he could be out 1 to 2 months or 2 to 3 months, depending on what happens with his recovery. Hopefully it's not the 2 to 3 month scenario. But as I said, the Yankees have a bunch of pitchers they could plug in for the time being. The Yankees dropped their spring training game today 6-5, but Davey Garcia looked good. Gary Sanchez bopped another home run. Jay Bruce hit a home run, so it wasn't all bad. And a reminder, tomorrow, division crossover day. Locked On Yankees and Locked On Rays. For now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Bets. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Tuesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.